Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As much of the country deals with the heat, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio will see temperatures up to 110 degrees on Thursday. The heat is projected to shift back westward and send temperatures soaring into the triple digits again from the plains to the Midwest to central states over the weekend and into next week. With inflation burning holes in America's wallet, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the rate at which banks get their money 0.75 percentage point.
The economy and the country have been through a lot over the past 2.5 years and have proved resilient. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The French president, German chancellor, and Italian prime minister arrived in Kyiv, Ukraine Thursday in a show of solidarity against Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The importance of being first in 2024 is gaining momentum.
Michigan Democrats are ramping up their campaign to hold one of the first presidential primaries in 2024 and beyond. In a letter obtained by Politico, the Michigan Democratic Congressional Delegation is making the case to DNC members that the state's diversity, competitiveness, and ability to represent make it a worthy early presidential state. It's the latest step in a wave of internal politicking unleashed by the party's decision earlier this year to remake the Democratic nominating calendar. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The White House on Wednesday urged Americans not to travel to Ukraine after reports emerged that 2 Americans had been captured by a Russian military. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said, if the reports are true, the United States will do everything it can to get them back. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cosmetics maker Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after struggling to compete with online-focused brands. On Wednesday, the beauty maker, owned by billionaire Ron Perlman, listed assets and liabilities between $1 billion and $10 billion. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. The Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point Wednesday, the largest such rate increase since 1994. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, speaks after the rate increase Wednesday.
From the perspective of today, either a 50 basis point or a 75 basis point increase seems most likely at our next meeting. We will, however, make our decisions meeting by meeting, and we'll continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as we can. But our objective really is to bring inflation down to 2% while the labor market remains strong. I think that what's becoming more clear is that many factors that we don't control are going to play a very significant role in deciding whether that's possible or not. And there I'm thinking, of course, of commodity prices, the war in Ukraine, supply chain, things like that, where we really can't, the monetary policy stance doesn't affect those things.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals is Saturday evening. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 1-0. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Pink is with us. Yes, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And she couldn't be here at a better time with all that was reported last night with the Fed. I bet you've been looking forward to this, huh?
Well, I'm not looking forward to seeing our markets trashed and middle-income people really squeezed by high inflation. None of this had to happen, and I consider it just absolutely offensive from every vantage point, Bill. I mean, you know, I woke up this morning thinking, okay, what if President Trump had been reelected? First of all, we wouldn't have had the $2 trillion American Rescue Plan, which undoubtedly ignited inflation. You can go back and look at the numbers. America led the world in terms of seeing prices rise, and it literally happened, started to happen weeks after that bill, threw trillions of dollars more into an already hot economy. And, you know, I don't think Putin would have invaded Ukraine. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. But I think Putin and Xi and other world leaders were so intimidated by Trump's impulsiveness and his readiness to kind of do battle with anybody and everyone. I just don't think we'd be in this place. And so, you know, I hope in November that voters kind of are reminded of that and they really, really deliver a thumping to Democrats who have gotten us in this sorry state.
Well, the Democrats are reminding them constantly. I mean, they're reminding them their policies every time they go to the gas station or the grocery store at every turn. And then, of course, this situation when you've got the Fed. To me, Liz, you know better than I do. So you can enlighten us all on this. But this seemed like a bit of a knee-jerk panic reaction by the Fed to increase the rates like this, because, as you said, there's lots of devastation that comes with it. You know, you hear a three-quarter base rate. I mean, how many businesses are going to be out? You know, how many families now that were living already paycheck to paycheck and maxing out their credit cards? What kind of effect is this going to have on them?
Well, I mean, tragically, the hope is from the Federal Reserve that raising interest rates will, in fact, slow demand and lead to unemployment. That's the game plan. I mean, there's really no way to sugarcoat it. If you basically make the cost of doing business higher, which is what increasing interest rates will do, basically businesses have to spend more on interest. They get a little more cautious about expansion. We've already seen, Bill, around the edges, a lot of tempering of the labor market. The tech industry in particular has led the way with layoffs. Now the real estate industry is also laying off people. We're beginning to see, we are going to see unemployment go up over the next 6 months to a year, and that means people out of work. I mean, the most extraordinary number that was released last week was not inflation, which was more than expected, worse than expected, and horrible. It was consumer sentiment, and I just want to spend a moment on it because I think it's so indicative of where we are right now. Consumer sentiment historically has been in the 70s, 80s most of the time. In May, it was 58.4, and the experts, so-called, expected it to stay at about that level in June. Instead, it dropped to 50, the lowest ever recorded consumer sentiment number in America in the last 50 years. So we saw better consumer sentiment during wars, during riots, during all kinds of terrible things happening in our country. And I think it's a real testament to the fact people don't trust our government. They see nothing but bad times ahead. And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with inflation. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it's because they have no sense at all that anyone in a position of authority, whether it's the president, the Treasury Secretary, Jay Powell, whatever, has any idea what to do. So to your point, is the Fed doing the right thing? We can only hope so, but you know, don't mistake this. The right thing in terms of what policymakers are looking for right now is slowing down the economy and putting some people out of work.
Yeah, sadly, this isn't going to be something transactional, like you said. I mean, this is going to take some time to recover here. And like it or not, and then now you're talking an increase in unemployment. Well, here people are fighting like crazy to keep up with inflation, and now they're going to live off an unemployment check? I mean, what's that going to look like?
Well, none of it looks good. And the only reason the market traded up yesterday was two, I would say. One, there was some small group that thought maybe they would go for a whole 1 percentage point increase in rates. Instead, they went for 75 basis points, which already was more than anyone was anticipating 4 or 5 weeks ago. I mean, so it's a very aggressive move. There was some thought they might even go more aggressive. The only good thing about it, I think, Bill, is the idea that it might shorten the period of time that we have to wade through this battle with inflation, that maybe this is all over a year from now, 18 months from now, instead of 2 or 3 years from now. I mean, there, you know, we've been through these cycles before. It is not pleasant, and it can go on for an awfully long time. And by the way, one of the reasons we absolutely have to get rid of Joe Biden and Democrats in the White House in 2024 is under Obama, what was a terrible recession just lived on and on because what
you're reading my mind.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
This is not a fable. The Obama administration, I was just reading something in Politico, which I'll get to in a minute, but under Obama, they decided that anti-business legislation, red tape, higher taxes, all of that was the way to get our economy on a sounder footing. Nothing could have been more devastating, which is why we did, in fact, have the slowest recovery from a recession ever in the history of the country. Boy, we sure don't want to have that again. And I was just reading a Politico article quoting and talking to a lot of corporate CEOs and big financial types in the U.S. right now about their how discouraged they are with what Biden is doing. And, gee, they thought he was going to be, you know, easier to work with. It's exactly the same language we heard when Obama was in the White House. People complaining about how, well, you know, they kind of pretend to want our advice, but then they pay no attention to it. They aren't listening to us, et cetera. Well, duh. I mean, you know, that's not who this guy is. This is a left-wing president, pro-union, anti-business. Just read his speech to the AFL-CIO. I mean, he's not on the side of businesses succeeding and hiring people and making people wealthy. Profits to Joe Biden is a dirty word. And, you know, we've been here before, and it just was not a good time.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing that's amazing to me, and that's why I said you were reading my mind, because you go back to the Obama-Biden years, and the longest recession ever. Usually we're out in 12, 14 months, 18 max, but they did everything they could to get in the way of recovery. And there's just something about the psychology of the Democrats, but more particularly with Biden and Obama. And I maintained all along that a lot of it seemed like a lot of Obama's policies came out of the out of the faculty lounge. It was all in the realm of the theoretical. There was no there was no empirical evidence that said, hey, look at back in, you know, 10 years ago we did this and we got this kind of recovery, or we did this and this happened. I mean, they talk circles here and they leave us all confused. And now here you got Biden, as you say, is losing control of everything, and he has no sense of vision or how to get us out of this, much less any of his other advisors. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay right where you are.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
My theme song for Liz Peek, you know, because that's what she does. She makes Joe Biden absolutely absolutely dizzy because, you know, she's a common sense person. You know, that's why we love having her on the show. You know, and she would ask Joe Biden a common sense question. Next thing you know, he'd gloss over. They'd say, oh, we had a speech impediment. They'd make some sort of covering excuse for the fact that he just doesn't know where he's at and what he's doing. And then on top of that, Liz, and you and I have discussed this before. I mean, look at his cabinet. From Buttigieg to Mayorkas to Granholm, I mean, it's like, does anybody know what they're doing? I mean, it's bad enough that Joe Biden is obviously incompetent. He does not have the goods to be in the Oval Office. But look, he's there. He's what we got.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, I mean, and unlike, I mean, Ronald Reagan, what Ronald Reagan was good for, he realized he didn't have all the goods, but he surrounded himself with great people, people that knew better. And you would think that from history we would learn, and here's Joe Biden. I'm sure he didn't, you know, capture the presidency and say, you know what, I want to be the worst president ever in the history of America. I don't think he did that. But I don't
think
he
wanted to be a history-making president, though, and he is making history. Record level of gasoline prices, lowest consumer sentiment number ever, lowest CEO confidence ever. I mean, these are pretty stunning results from a guy that's only been in office a year and a half, right?
Right, exactly. He wouldn't last 6 months in the street. You know, in Wall Street, would he, Liz? I mean, he would have been cordoned off, and he would have gone from the corner office with the jacuzzi and his own private restroom to be down there by the mailroom and finding a way to exit him out very, you know, genteel.
Yeah, no, look, Joe Biden is not a smart man, and it's always been the case that he's not a smart man, and I don't say that with any joy. I'd like to have a smart president, but the truth is he has assembled a group around him in the White House mostly looking to score sort of gender and racial identity points, largely responsible for the people he's picked. But reality is, just like Obama, we were talking about the parallels with the Obama period. The truth is, Obama's people also had no private enterprise experience. They were not managers, but I think on the whole, they were higher caliber than we have now. I mean, some of these people, Mayorkas, for example, the first Hispanic Department of Homeland Security, but he should be out on his ear in a heartbeat. I mean, he should just be fired. Because
Even Hispanics are turning their back on him. I mean, Hispanics would say, hey, look, he's one of us, and this is great. We've got somebody there to represent. Oh, my gosh, you know, what a poor representation. We're sorry.
Yeah, he's totally incompetent. He lies to Congress. I mean, he should be out. Pete Buttigieg, who disappeared during our tremendous ports blockage problems and all the rest because he took months of parental leave. I mean, really, you couldn't make that up, right? And Deb Haaland, the first Native American to be Interior Secretary, who has refused to issue drilling permits so that oil companies can drill for oil. Jennifer Granholm, who obviously knows absolutely nothing about the energy business, except she loves electric vehicles. That is kind of the sum total of some of these people's expertise, experience, et cetera. And it's a tragedy because this is not helping America. By the way, I also would throw Anthony Blinken in this group. He has kind of reverted to mainstream geopolitics 101, trying to get us back in the Iran nuclear deal and other sort of multilateral organization agreements, which a lot of Americans have really sort of moved on from. Mike Pompeo saw quite clearly that the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization and all these multinational groups are not pro-U.S. They're anti-U.S. In general. They're totally corrupt. But, you know, here we are back in the Paris Climate Accord, back again, as I said, trying to get into the nuclear agreement, which is such a travesty of an agreement that I don't even think that's going to happen. It's very discouraging. But, you know, one about face that I applaud, but again, it's sort of a testament to how inept this crew is. Biden from day one went out of his way to insult Saudi Arabia's young crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Is he a bad guy? Yeah, he probably is a bad guy. But guess what? Real geopolitics real politic, or whatever the word is, really sort of determines that we have to get along with Saudi Arabia. The reason that OPEC has not increased output over the last year and a half of begging from the United States is because Biden personally insulted MBS. Well, that was exactly a stupid thing to do. Now he has to kind of travel over to Saudi Arabia, kneel before the crown prince and say, oh, please, can you please pump more oil? And probably Saudi Arabia will do it because MBS wants to get more acceptance on the world stage. But what a humiliating turnaround. And just, but all rooted in the only North Star that President Biden has, which is undoing everything Trump did. If Trump did it, it must be wrong. Well, guess what? A lot of things were going right under Trump, and now most of those things are going wrong. So Biden might want to ease up on the anti-Trump, policy manual because it's not working for him.
But it's too late, Liz. He's so vested in that. I mean, he ran out of Trump. You know, people probably told him the same thing. Said, "Hey, you got to get off the Trump derangement deal." And so then now we're on the Putin derangement, and it's everybody else's fault. I mean, there's no responsibility here. When even a fifth grader can say, "Oh, we got oil problems, but we have oil here in the ground. Why don't we pump our own oil?" I mean, this is like it's.
Yeah, really. For 6 months, it has been clear that the war on fossil fuels is really devastating our country and really hurting Americans. And now it's hurting Democrats and Joe Biden's polling. He has yet to summon the oil company executives into the Oval Office, sit down and say, what can I do to make this better? What can I do to encourage you to invest? The problem is, after 2 or 3 or 5 years of oil companies being told to get their emissions down, that big investors aren't going to back them, aren't going to buy their shares, aren't going to lend the money because, oh my gosh, they're on the wrong side of the climate change agenda. Guess what? These companies are very skittish and, you know,
because you're talking major investment, Liz. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like, let's just put a couple $100 over this and we can afford to roll. No. Mega
Biden
millions
says,
of dollars. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Biden says the federal government is going to increase refinery output. I wish he'd give some particulars on that. How?
Yes.
In what?
Right.
The federal government now is going to be building new refineries? I don't think so. And by the way, bringing refineries, which have been closed over the last several years, back to life, hugely expensive. Nobody's going to do that if they think that past this crisis, they're going to basically walk into another brick wall of opposition.
Exactly.
No more pipelines, no more exports, et cetera. That just doesn't work.
Yeah, what investor wants to get in that line? I don't think so.
Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah, put your 401k on the line for that one. That ain't going to happen. And the thing is that, you know, Biden, again, he's so disingenuous. He tells us he's going to meet with the Saudi king, you know, not to ask for any oil. He's just there to, you know, have tea and crumpets and or whatever they're going to have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They'll talk about climate change.
Oh, my gosh, Liz. This
is pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And, you know, you have to kind of just remember that this is a strong country. A lot of good people are doing the right thing, going to work every day and working hard for their families and so forth. And at the end, the American people are a common sense people. They do vote these scoundrels out of office when they mess things up. And this group has messed up big time. So the cavalry is coming, as Larry Kudlow would say.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I think Congress
bring them on.
GOP-led in November. Mm. But, man, we need a new president in 2024.
Real quick, if there's anything we can do, whatever we can do to reclaim this country, it's going to be, again, a we the people charge, Liz. We the people are going to be the one, I agree with you, that are going to come back and save this country. And meanwhile, we don't have enough time, but you got to come back and talk about this big lie that the Biden administration wants us to buy into, that it's those greedy oil people, they're the ones that are just making all kinds of money at our expense, right?
I mean, really, it's so dispiriting. They have no idea how the oil business works, why it isn't doing better, etc. But you know what, when you as a candidate say, I'm going to create the end of fossil fuels, guess what, people are listening.
Without a doubt. This is why Joe Biden has lost control of inflation and the trust of American people. Liz Peek, thank you, Liz.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for
having me. Your way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As much of the country deals with the heat, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio will see temperatures up to 110 degrees on Thursday. The heat is projected to shift back westward and send temperatures soaring into the triple digits again from the plains to the Midwest to central states over the weekend and into next week. With inflation burning holes in America's wallet, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the rate at which banks get their money 0.75 percentage point.
The economy and the country have been through a lot over the past 2.5 years and have proved resilient. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The French president, German chancellor, and Italian prime minister arrived in Kyiv, Ukraine Thursday in a show of solidarity against Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for the last several decades at least, we have been witnessing the attack on the family. Families have been attacked three ways to Sunday. And here we are, if we can pause for just a moment, because we have an expert, Dr. Warren Farrell, back with us, who is known for his book, The Boy Crisis. And he is certainly one of America's thought leaders. And it's great to have him back with us to address, you know, the fallout of all this, because we are realizing that our family has been under attack, fatherhood has been under attack, marriage has been under attack, and who've been the victims, the casualties of all this? I say it's been our sons and daughters, and I think Dr. Farrell might agree, though the focus is on the boy crisis, and as it relates here recently with these recent shootings, and we're going to talk about that specifically. But generally, Dr. Farrell, if it's okay with you, let's talk about the injury, the casualty of this war on families.
Yes, absolutely. It's, first of all, it's wonderful to be back with you again. I always enjoy our shows together. I think one of the best ways of seeing it is that we're blaming mass shootings, like in Buffalo. We blamed it on replacement theory-style hatred. We blame it often on access to guns. We blame them on poor family values, on violence in the media, violence in video games, and on mental illness. But our daughters live in the same families with the same family values, have the same access to the same guns, the same video games, the same violence in video games, the same violence in media, and they suffer overlapping and similar mental illnesses. yet our daughters aren't doing the killings, and our sons are.
Yeah.
And so I think what we've been blind to is sort of two of the underlying causes. If our boys are doing the killings, why the boys? And there has been, in fact, a boy crisis globally that has increased in recent years. And when you look at, but many boys are, you know, are perfectly fine and doing very well. Mm-hmm. And so what is there about certain boys that, that is not so fine? And what I found in my research when I submitted the proposal for the boy crisis book, I had 10 causes outlined of the boy crisis. And I was expecting to devote about equal time to each cause. But every time I did, I started to do that, I found that one cause dominated by a long shot. And that is basically that the boy crisis resides where dads do not reside.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
clear.
You see this in the mass shooters, especially the school mass shooters. As a rule, dad deprivation is common to mass shooters, but it's more common proportionally to the school shooters. And the more intensely they plan and plot the school shootings, the more likely they are to be dad deprived. So, for example, in the 21st century, there have been 7 school shooters who have killed 10 or more people. 6 of them we know the family backgrounds on. All 6 of them, including the most recent one in Texas, all 6 of them were boys and dad-deprived boys. And so, and the last one is a really good example, the last one in Uvalde.
Mm-hmm.
The boy very rarely saw his father. He lived with his mother. He got into huge fights with his mother, so he went on to live with his grandmother. He was bullied. He had speech impediments. He got into a fight with his grandmother when he dropped out of school. I imagine the fight was probably about, you know, dropping out of school, not doing his homework, all those types of things.
Right.
These are very common characteristics to dad-deprived boys. And so with all those vulnerabilities, obviously when a boy doesn't do well, and he's in his teenage years, girls are not attracted to losers. They're attracted to winners.
Yeah.
And so what he's experiencing, if we put the shoe on the other foot, what he's experiencing is this rejection from females sexually. But it's even more important that he feels rejected in a relationship wise. If a guy is tall and handsome, he may, and he's a dropout, he may have a sexual relationship, but in the final analysis, young women will reject him, especially if they're interested in having children.
Right.
And so when boys are going around with a speech impediment, being bullied, as this boy in Texas was, and dropping out of high school, what you can see there is this enormous vulnerability, this like, I am nothing. And so the guns then become a magnifier for that. The boys like this, they will try to find guns as powerful as they can to compensate for their feelings of powerlessness.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if they feel like they're nothing, I got to be something somewhere, somehow. And just as this young man in Uvalde did, I mean, he was looking for his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, exactly. And you saw this. I mean, this is not just a theory
or
in my part. But you saw this in the fact that he was putting pictures of him with his guns on TikTok and on Instagram. But he was also had this a woman he hadn't really even met, but just had some visionary contact with. She did exist. Her name was Anita, and she was his quasi-imaginary girlfriend. And he would say to her in text, he would say to her, just, you know, pay attention to me, watch me, I'm going to be something, I'm going to stand out, you're going to hear about me. These were, you know, and it's so easy to see. I mean, it was so transparent, if you will, that you know, boys like this, they feel completely without power, and so they'll reach out for something that will make them have the illusion or give them that 15 minutes of fame, that experience of, you'll hear about me,
right.
Important. And that was also, this dad deprivation is not as common, but quite common to the mass shooters in general. Nicholas Cruz, you know, did the Parkland High School shooting. Robert Bowers, who did the synagogue shooting. David Katz, who did the Jacksonville shooting. Elliot Rogers, UC Santa Barbara. And Dylan Ruth, the Charleston Church shooting. A very high percentage. I'd say probably my best guess would be about 75 to 80% of the non-school shooter, mass shooters, are dad-deprived boys.
And Dr. Farrell, I just got a text from my good friend, Tennessee Bob. He reminded us that that the Uvalde shooter not only was bullied, but he was a bully himself. And I guess that's what bullies do, right? I mean, it's just the circle of life in the bully world, right? You bully, you're bullied, then you become a bully, and it just seems to go into a cycle, right?
Yes. Bullies and bullies and the bullied have a lot in common. They both have low self-esteem. They're both feeling hurt and angry. They're both feeling that they're not seen. And that's one of the reasons I'm very much oriented, the boy crisis book, when I did the research for it, I made a promise to myself. I would not include a single problem that did not have a solution. That I couldn't provide a solution for on the family level, on the school level, or on the legislative level. And fortunately, some of these solutions have now become the law in places like Florida. But more importantly, there's a need for, with the bullied and the bullying, there's a need for communication. And when I was touring Scandinavia, I stopped in schools in Denmark. They have communication skills training from first grade on. So you have the bully and the bullied talk to each other, and not just to each other, but they're in a circle, and the class goes out and they play, and then they come back in. And they say, "What happened on that playground? You know, what were your experiences?" And the bully says, the bully says, "I feel, I felt bullied and picked on, and I really felt, I was afraid to hit back because I was afraid to get into a fight because he's much bigger than I am." And suddenly the bully is seeing the bullied not as an object, but as a person. When you see someone as an object, it's much easier because it hurts less to be rejected by an object or to beat up an object than it does to beat up somebody that you see the personality of and you hear the heart of. And so when the bully sees that, they're much more likely to befriend the person that they've been bullying because they too need friends just like the bully.
Exactly. Well, welcome to empathy, right?
Welcome to empathy, yes.
And exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Farrell after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll tell you, so gracious, and I should say grateful to have Dr. Warren Farrell back with us, the author of The Boy Crisis. It was 4 years ago when Dr. Farrell and I connected because of his book, The Boy Crisis, and, you know, and instantly we bonded. There was just so much that connected us, his concern for boys. And it's quite interesting, just to give you a little bit of a background here for those that are maybe hearing Dr. Farrell for the first time and going, where has this genius been hiding? You know, and you have heard nothing yet, because we're going to be talking about some practical solutions, and you're going to have the same question I have, is because of all this empirical evidence and research that he has done on behalf of boys and girls and the families, and he's presented to the government, and President Trump had him there at the White House on several occasions. He was, you know, a thought leader to help address and offer some practical solutions to what's happening in our country. And it's interesting that in the modern era, he is regarded as the head, the leader of the men's movement. But for Dr. Farrell, it started with his involvement with the women's movement. Right, Dr. Farrell?
You're absolutely right. I was on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City for 3 years and spoke all around the world on women's issues and the importance of secure men being able to understand the value of women who were independent and were their own person and spoke up and spoke forthrightly. And so, but at that point in time, even though there was a lot of criticism of men, the women's movement's emphasis seemed to be on "I am," you know, the Helen Reddy song, "I am woman, I am strong." Yeah. And more recently, it's been focused more on "I am woman, I've been wronged." And, and when women portray themselves, or when feminists portray women as victims, that is not helping women. People do not respect people who own victimhood as a fine art.
Well, explain to our audience, if you would, for just a moment, because I love this story that you shared with me as to what caused your focus to start looking at boys. And you said, you got daughters. I mean, you said earlier you have daughters. And you realize, hey, I got daughters, and they need to marry men. If we're not fortifying the boys, and we're not fortifying in the gene pool of where my daughters are going to draw from, I mean, heaven help them, heaven help us, you know.
I mean,
right?
It is so like obvious in a sense. I mean, you know, our daughters are not searching for losers.
Yes.
They're searching
for
guys, you know, guys who are strong, guys who are healthy, guys who are productive, who have good emotional skills and so on. So, you know, we're all in the same family boat. When only one sex wins, both sexes lose.
Exactly.
And so this idea of, you know, women this and, you know, go girls, the future is female. Imagine being a boy if you have a son. And I talked to many, many high school boys, and I asked them openly, boys who don't know who I am, I say, talk to me a little bit about what you hear in school about yourself as a boy and girls and so on. And they almost all come up with, I hear a lot about toxic masculinity. I'm told to sort of take, that I can't be very careful about taking sexual initiatives. I could be a sexual harasser. On the other hand, I look around and the guys that are the most successful with women are the ones that do take a lot of sexual initiatives. But you know, when I pay attention to the rules, I'm told I'm called a wimp and I'm invisible to the girls that I really like. They're told that they, you know, not only about the toxic masculinity, but that you have male privilege, you have male power, and I feel like and you're part of the patriarchy, and all these negative things that they're hearing about themselves. And you know, when a boy hears constantly some version of, you know, the future is female, that doesn't bode well for his image of him in his future. And so a lot of fathers, you know, what used to be that fathers really wanted sons, and they still do really want sons. However, when you ask a father, you know, given what the story is in the world, you know, would you prefer to have a son or a daughter? Now, a significant percentage, I think it's 82% of fathers say they would rather have a daughter, not because they don't want a son, but because they know the world is better for girls right now. And that is sad. It's sad if it was sad when it used to be that way, when it was more reversed. Fathers wanted daughters. You know, this is a world that should be, you know, we talk about, or President Biden talks about diversity, equity, and inclusion, but this is not about diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is about exclusion. And, even the Gender Policy Council that President Biden formed, even the Gender Policy Council, even though the motto of the Biden administration is diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Gender Policy Council excludes boys and it excludes men. The hypocrisy and the pain I feel for this is just so great. You know, I'm fortunate that states like Florida, the Chris Sprouse, who was the Speaker of the House in Florida, read The Boy Crisis, and he found it was very helpful in for him and his wife raising their sons. He has three sons. And he gave the Boy Crisis to the head of the Democratic and the Republican head of the House that was handling family issues. They ended up drawing up a $75 million bill to get fathers more involved in the families. And what I'm happiest about is that bill was voted for by every single Republican and every single Democrat.
Wow.
It's
that obvious. I mean, that's the deal. And this is what's so brilliant about your research, Warren. Warren, I promised you that we were going to spend the majority of this time of this segment to talk about solutions. And again, here we are. I mean, that there's so much yet to discuss, and this is why you have to come back very soon so that we can pick up on this. But let's spend the next 4 minutes on the solutions that you're proposing for this boy crisis, for this this cultural crisis that we're dealing with here in America.
Yes. All right. I'm going to whip down this some ideas just so you get a hint. So number one, the most important single thing any mom who is listening can do is to get the biological father involved. I'm a stepdad. I wish I could say that the stepdads were as important as biological dad, but kids look in the mirror. They see the half of themselves as their mother. They see the half of themselves as their father.
Yes, exactly.
When they don't have their bio father around, they feel like, what is that part of me about? That's a long explanation.
You and I talked about that before, and the thing is that the biological parents relate specifically to the characteristics of that child. The child, even relating to the mom, sometimes, you know, the mom goes, I don't understand it. I see this dynamic in our family where, you know, my wife will say something about our children, and she can't relate to it. And to me, I'm going, why are you so bothered over that? I so understand it because it came from me. And this is what happens, you know, that the step-parent, God bless step-parents for stepping in and taking on this challenge, because, the odds are against them in some regard, because they don't have that instinct, that natural connection that comes from and that's part of the biological process.
Absolutely. If you do have a stepfather, if you're listening to this and you're a mom, predominantly a single mom, but you've married a new man, the most important thing to remember about men is that men step up when they're told they're needed. Just think, every generation had its war. Uncle Sam said, you're needed. You're needed to be willing to die. And men stepped up. If you tell a man that you understand what he contributes to his parenting, and there's a whole chapter in the Boy Crisis book just focused on, you know, what is the value of dad's roughhousing? How does it produce empathy? What is the value of dad's teasing? Is it teasing because he doesn't care about the child? No, teasing creates a whole series of ability to have social skills, of understanding nuance, receiving criticism without it, more like it's in a smoothie. It doesn't taste so bad when you're sort of teased and playful. There's so many things that dads do that, and you know, I'm not blaming moms on this, because moms can't hear what dads don't say. And I'm not blaming dads, because, you know, the reason I wrote the Boy Crisis book was because no parenting book and no parenting magazine was saying, here is the value of what dads contribute. We now have the data to show that the dad's style of parenting, combined with boundary enforcement, saying that if you're rough, if you hurt your brother, your sister, that's going to be the end of roughhousing, and then following through with making it the end of the roughhousing if they do that again. That combination of the roughhousing with boundary enforcement, the roughhousing creates bonds, the boundary enforcement creates postponed gratification. The child knows that it can't push its brother or sister around without consideration of the fact that they may lose that roughhousing, and so therefore the child does what it doesn't want to do in order to get to what it really wants to have, the more roughhousing. And so there's so many things like this that dads need to do their homework and explain with love and gentleness to moms, to know that mom's style also has important value to it. The protective instinct can, when taken alone, can become overprotective, but our instincts, when not checked with a mother's instincts, they can go too far as well. Every virtue taken to its extreme becomes a vice. And so we have to, that's part of what needs to be understood.
Yeah. Warren, how much of this stuff is instinctual by men? I mean, we just naturally, fathers naturally do what fathers do. I mean, that's perfect, but, you know, some of these things are instinctual, aren't they? We only got about 15 seconds left, so we ran out of time. Go ahead.
A great many of the things that mothers and dads, as we say, naturally do are definitely instinctual, and they're both important. It's just that either one to its extreme becomes a vice.
Dr. Warren Farrell has been our guest. Thank you, Warren. Take care.
Decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. The final.